So do you think that the current diet, the SAD diet, is incompatible with human genes today?
I do think that our current, we call it the SAD diet, standard American diet, is incompatible with our genes. I think one of the reasons that almost everybody ends up dying of either cancer, heart disease, or complications of diabetes, I mean, those three together is most of it. Whereas it used to be that if you lived to be, let's say, 60 to 100, you died of old age. They didn't know why, you didn't wake up. Whereas now, same ages, but now we're dying either of side effects of drugs, which is currently the second leading cause of death, or the other three I just mentioned. That's the biggest difference. But yes, I would say that eating foods that never existed on the planet, eating genetically modified foods, eating foods that have been massively denatured or changed so that they ship well, that doesn't jive with our DNA. That's, some of the DNA scientists say that it takes, they believe it takes, I don't know how we're going to research this and prove it, somewhere in the neighborhood of 40 or 50,000 years for the body to totally adapt to a new food source. And here we're eating foods that have been hybridized and genetically modified. They haven't been here for 200 years, much less 50,000. So yeah, I think it is incompatible with our DNA for long-term health.